From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ardy Johnson. We're in Washington. President Barack Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work. He told reporters Friday that even the Russians have come in and Iran is sending in more people, it's not going to work because they're trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
Our goal is, even as we double down on going after ISIL, is to continue to cultivate relations with a moderate opposition that can serve as a transition to a new government inside of Syria, and that we continue to have a process of getting the Iranians, the Russians, the Turks, the Gulf countries, and all the other interested parties to sit down and recognize we've got to have a political transition if we want to end the humanitarian crisis and save the structure of a unified Syrian state.
Mr. Obama's comments come as the U.S. and Russia reach an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Syrian troops today began a military offensive on the province of Aleppo, the latest campaign in their battle against both Islamic State militants and opposition rebels. Russian officials told Interfax news agency their strikes allow the Syrian army to go on assault across the whole country. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft caught violating its airspace near the Syrian border. President Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye today in a show of unity as the allies look to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations. The two leaders shared an Oval Office meeting followed by a working lunch in which they discussed notes on their respective meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and the often touchy relations among China, Japan, and South Korea. This is VOA News. Mr. Obama also expressed concern about the outbreak of violence in Jerusalem. A Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot and killed today after stabbing an Israeli soldier outside a West Bank settlement, as three other Palestinians caught up in stone throwing were killed by military gunfire as well. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting to address the deteriorating situation, with Secretary of State John Kerry making plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany next week. The man, disguised as a journalist, wore a T-shirt marked press and was allowed to approach troops, but news photos posted online show him clutching a knife and attacking a soldier before he was shot and killed. The Foreign Press Association in Israel said the attack was a worrying development and urged Palestinian media organizations to verify all media credentials. Hungary will close its border with Croatia at midnight, 2200 Greenwich Mean Time tonight, to contain the flow. That would actually be now, to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country. The Hungarian Prime Minister made the announcement after a meeting of the National Security Cabinet. A fence along the border has already been put in place. Meantime, European Union leaders have agreed on a plan to offer Turkey $3.5 billion along with visa-free travel and renewed accession talks in return for stopping the flow of refugees and migrants into the EU. But as Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the offer is getting a lukewarm reception in Ankara.
The European money is aimed at helping Turkey to improve conditions for the 2 million refugees it is hosting on its soil and keeping them in Turkey. To sweeten the deal, visa-free travel to the EU for Turkish citizens will be fast-tracked and talks on Turkey joining the EU will be re-energised. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described the meeting as very productive. She says the question of money played a role, as well as the start of a new chapter, by which I mean we will revitalize the perspective for accession for Turkey. But Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday Europe's offer of talks on EU membership was insincere. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United States will seek appropriate action in the UN Security Council in the coming days against Iran for a launch of a ballistic missile earlier this week. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told VOA today, "We have looked into the facts and it does now appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate UN Security Council resolutions. So we will indeed bring it to the UN Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things we can do as well." Power on Wednesday said the Washington was looking into the possibility that Iran had violated resolutions with the launch. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.